Like I was saying, continue on Beis Amud Aleph. Like to continue through the sugya. The Gemara asks, we have a ruling from the Mishnah that a sukkah which is more than 20 amos high, according to the Chacham, it's psula. The Behuda says it's kshera. And the Gemara asks, menohanim mili. Okay, so it's about after the Gemara begins, it's about 9 lines down. You know, menohanim mili. What's the source for this ruling that a sukkah which is 20 amos high is considered too high according to Allah, according to the Chachamim? Who does not worry about it, but the Chachamim are. So menohanim mili. So we have, as you saw, three shitas in the Amoraim as to what the problem is. I'd like to go through the sugya slowly with the relevant Rishonim, and then go back a little bit to each one of the three points to discuss in some greater detail. But we'll go through it step by step. First, the sugya, as much as we can get today, and hopefully tomorrow we'll finish, and then go back to some of the individual some details regarding each of the three shitas. So menohanim mili. Amar Rabba, the Amar Kro Leman Yedu the Rosechem Kibasukos of Shavti is Mei Yisrael. We saw already a few times that the Torah includes, with regard to the mitzvah of Sukkah, a reasoning as to why, an explanation as to why we have to sit in the Sukkah. Leman Yedu the Rosechem, Rabbi says, Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and you should be aware of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he took us out of the Mitzrayim. We sat in Sukkahs, right? And therefore, says Rabbah, ad esim amah, when you have a sukkah that up to 20 amas, so adam yodeya shudar besukkah. You recognize that you're in a sukkah. But lemala mesim amah, ein adam yodeya shudar besukkah, mishum delo sholta be'eno, period. So what's the sheet of Rabbah? Rabbah holds that you have to realize that you're in a sukkah, and when you have such a gigantic sukkah, the schach is so high, 3-4 stories high, you forget you're in a sukkah. You don't even realize you're in a sukkah. Later on, they can all discuss what if it's bigger on the base. But sometimes, on the floor. But sometimes you go to these gigantic sukkahs, by the chassidim and so on, and they have these enormous sukkahs, bleachers set up in there, and 1,000 people, or close to 1,000 people in a sukkah. So imagine it's even bigger, even higher than that. You don't realize you're even in a sukkah. So that's Rabbah's concern. There are a couple of different ways, I'm just saying as a side point, let's look in Rashi first. Okay, look at the Rashi, Leman Yedu. Okay. Just a moment. Okay. Leman Yedu. Asei sukkah sheyeshivasa nikeres lon. What's the mitzvah? You have a sukkah. We're sitting in the sukkah, as we notice. Well, d'ksiv yedu kibas sukkah so shavti. Because I had the Bnei Yisrael live in sukkahs when we came out, so tzivisi, that's why I command you now to sit in the sukkah. Okay, Rabbah has a drosha. Pasha pshat is that simply the hekef on I covered, that they were surrounded by an I covered, but he darshans this. We'll come back to that point later. But I just wanted to mention there's a number of different ways to look at what Rabbah means. I'm just suggesting. Does it mean mamish that you're sitting in a sukkah and you have to at that point think about the sukkahs of the midbar? In other words, we discussed that earlier, that according to the according to what the Bach writes, since it says Lamanya de Rosechem, and the Aruch Lanir and his Bikur Yaakov thinks maybe if you back with the Evan, that Al Kopana the first night when it's a Dindar Rice, you have to actually have in mind. Is that what Rabbah means? It could be Rabbah is telling us that the Pasuk Laman Yedir Rosecha means that there has to be, when you're inside the sukkah, you have to be able to conjure up in your mind, so to speak, the fact that in some sort of structure similar to this in some way, is a B'nai Yisrael sat and they came out of Mitzrayim. Is that what it means? Or, no, it doesn't mean that you have to think about the sukkahs of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But you have to all call upon him, know that right now I'm in a sukkah. It's not so much that I have to, bring up in my mind that the sukkahs of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that they sat in such a thing. That's one way to look at it. But the other way is Rabbah doesn't mean that. Lamani de Rosechem, this sukkah, I have to realize at the moment that I'm in a sukkah. Okay? Next step is to think about what happened in Yitzis Mitzrayim, but the main thing is to recognize now the sukkah. Or a third possibility is you don't really even have to have anything in your mind, but the building, the structure, has to be the type of a structure that one could conjure that up in your mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure which is correct offhand. I didn't really see this dealt with the Mishnah. But you see what I'm saying? That conceptually, when Rabbah says in his emphasis, it says, L'man yedu d'orasechem, and when the sukkah is too high, lo shelter be'enei, you don't realize you're in a sukkah, your eyes can't see that high. And so again, quickly, three possibilities. Either what Rabbah is insisting, you must recognize, you know, which is similar to what the Bach had said, you know, at least l'chatchila, anyway, that you should think about when you're in the sukkahs of the Midbar. Or, no, it doesn't mean that, but I'll call upon him right now. You have to recognize you're in a sukkah when you're sitting in the sukkah and not sitting indoors. You have to recognize what you're doing. Or third level is not even that, just that the structure has to be such a structure that you could. Okay? So three different possibilities in what Rabbah means. So that's the shita of Rabbah. Let's take a look. I printed on the page. We could have left it out. We could have turned to it. But since on the page, the Ran, source number four, the Ran on the Rif in Sukkah Aleph on Aleph here says, Omar Rabbah, Omar Korah, Laman Yedru Sechem, Afal Gav, Dein Mirka Yotzim Shuto, like Rashi said. And the Pasuk means, Korah Hachi Kameh, Kadeshi Yizku, Dor Sechem, Aboim, Hek of Anak Kavod. But what it means is, he's just saying, I think a little more clear than Rashi, what he means is that Laman Yedru Sechem, Pasha Pshat, is telling you in the general sense that there's a mitzvah to remember what happened, that, you know, that we were surrounded by Anak Kavod. Right, that the future generations, l'man yedru asechem, they know that we're surrounded by our kavod, sheva midbar. Okay, but it's not we're talking about the structure of the sukkah. What the Ran is saying, it's really the same as Rashi. Al pashtus, Rabbah's got to acknowledge that it's not talking about the physical structure of the sukkah. It's talking about a general reason behind this mitzvah of sukkah. So behind the mitzvah of sukkah, there's a reason that we should all recall for all generations that Kadosh Baruch Hu protected us with that on our kavod, and so we came out of Mitzrayim. Right. But that's not really doesn't really dictate anything about the physical construction of the sukkah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the Ran says, and Rabbah acknowledges that. Ein mikyo tzim pshuto. However, afilu hachi, l'man yedu d'orasechem yusurlei. However, the way the Ran explains it, and I'm not sure he's arguing with Rashi, but just he elaborates, okay, the fact that it says, l'man yedu d'orasechem, that's still extra. Why don't you just say basukos teishu shiva shama? Why? Ki basukos hashavti. We'll understand. We understand why we're sitting in sukkah. This is the reason. So mistama, we have to keep that in mind, right? Asay sukkah shetiye yeshivasa nikaras l'cha. Okay, and it sounds like he's saying, at least in the middle way of the three that I just presented before, right? Build a building where the fact that you're in a sukkah is noticeable. Nice would be also to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but I'll call upon him the building you're in. Okay, again, I'm not saying the Ran proves one way or the other. Seems to me it's like the middle way, but it could be the others would work out also. It goes back to definition we had before. The sukkah is the schach. You can't even see the schach. It's so high. You're not straining your eyes. So that's it. Okay? That's what the Ran says. Good? The Ritva, the Chiddush Ritva, explains, what does that mean? Okay? What do you mean? Why, if it's 20 amas high, I mean, well, you know, what happens at 20 amas? What magic, what disappears, so to speak, at 20 amas? Okay? So he says in the second line there, in source 5, Pirish de lo me'ayni inshe lemala me'esu. Okay, there is such a thing as a line of sight, a line of vision. Okay, if I'm looking straight at you right now, okay, I'm looking straight at you right now, but I can still see the chair over here, I can see the cabinet, it's not as clear, right? There's peripheral vision. I'm looking, let's say, to the back of the room, I can see the air conditioner, but I can also see the light. If you're looking at the board, you're looking at me, you can also see the door, right? There's such a thing as a line of sight. Okay, peripheral vision and upper vision, lower vision. So the Ritva points out, I think what he means is you don't really easily see if it's more than 20 amas above, that's really out of your line of sight. And people don't look that high up. Because over at the time of the sukkah, the time of the mavi, Mishum Hekera, that's Ritva, right? He says that there's a din, you have to have a heker. Lamanda Makor Mishum Chitza, Bin Chitza, Nikor, it's a different issue. Okay, Rabba later going to argue that. But Sabbath time of the pagin, you know, the Hashem Mavi time of Shemekerik and Amar. How come he shouldn't have been in sale? Odiras Arayu. Rabba really, the way the Ritva explains it, Rabba really takes the parallel between Sukkah on the one side and Mavo and Korah, which Mavo yesterday on the other side. Literally, that there's a heker. The issue is heker. Okay, and above 20 amos there's no heker. He says, Rabbah and Ritva points out that Rabzer and Rabbah, who are later going to give different reasons why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible, we have nothing to do with heker, nothing to do with seeing the schach. So what's the comparison of Mavon Kares? So basically the comparison is that it's the same, you know, it's the same din, but it's the same height, but it's for, you know, for a totally different reason. But that wasn't really my point in presenting this ritva, but rather to show you the words in the second line, Diloma Aini Inshi Lamalame Esrim, right? And the Me'iri says that even further. Okay? The Me'iri, in Surah 6, takes it even a step further. Diras Amar either. What is the Miri saying? To see something 20 amos, what do you have to do? Yeah. Tilt your head back and look. Oh, right. And then people don't do that regularly. I mean, people do it if they see someone else do it, right? If you, once one person looks at it, right? I tried it once. We're kids, it was a prank, right? He's on the street and pointing and see how everyone walks by. Right. But without that, most people aren't walking around, literally speaking, with their head in the clouds, right? Most people are looking straight ahead. But that's what the Miri is saying. Now, he's touching upon what the Gemara is going to say later about the Defanos meeting the Schach. Okay, the Gemara will say that this is only a problem if the Defanos don't meet the Schach. In other words, the Schach rests much higher. Okay, the walls only go up to here, and the Schach is higher, so it's out of airspace. So I don't want to go to that point now, either, because we haven't seen that in Gemara yet. You saw it, maybe, but again, we'll get to that. But in any event, again, the Me'iri, what he's saying is, what's the matter with 20 amas? 20 amas, you don't see without tilting your head back. Again, mashlich rosh al achorov, you tilt your head back and you stare up. That people don't normally do. Okay, so that's the Shita of Rabbah, a little different angles and different Rishonim. That's the saying. Yeah, good? Okay, vayit in the Gemara. That's Rabbah. Okay. Rabbi Zera Omar Mehocha. Rabbi Zera has a different limud as to why if it's higher than 20 amas, it's no good. Rabbi Zera Omar Mehocha. Pasuk, which appears in the Navi, in Yeshaya. Besukka tia letzel yomo mechorev. Okay, the pasuk there, now it's not talking about the holiday of sukkahs at all. It's talking about lasid lovo. But a sukkah will be protected, it will provide us shade in the day from the heat of the day, right? Besukka tia letzel yomo mechorev, from which Rabbi Zera derives that a critical definition of sukkah is tzel, okay, which we talked about a little bit, right? Ad esim ama adam yosha betzel sukkah lamala. I'm sorry, betzel sukkah. Up, if the schach is up until 20 amos, you sit in the sukkah, so a significant percentage of the shade that you have is from the schach. But lamala me'asim ama ain't adam yosha betzel sukkah, ela betzel defanos. When you have a giant sukkah, so it's keeping the sunlight out, it's not the schach, it's the defanos, it's the walls. And the definition of a sukkah, according to Bzeira, is that it has to be what? It has to be that the schach provides the tzel, or the majority of the tzel. Okay? Or, I shouldn't say that, we'll see in a moment, the significant piece of the tzel. Okay, that's how he learns. And so 20 amos has nothing to do with recognizing, and we were sitting in the sukkahs, and they sat in sukkahs. We should be reminded. That's rope. That's rabble. But there is a different thing, very practical. Sukkah has to be provide tzel. Okay, based on a pasuk with sukkah tiel tzel yoma mechorev, and it's up until 20 amos the sukkah provides the tzel, the schach provides the tzel, and above that it doesn't. Okay, the defanos do. So now omale abaye elameata osa sukkos bashtos kanayim hachanam idu avi sukkah. Okay, so let's say I build a sukkah. Ashros Kanaan. Ashros Kanaan was a place between two mountains. Let's look at the Rashi's. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, first of all, Lo Shalta Be'ena, that was back in Rabbah. She'ena, a few lines before they get wide. She'ena was Schach, the sukkah and the Schach Kishma, right? That was Rabbah. But he says, no, but sukkah tiel itzel, mashra ain't Schach ela asu l'tzel. The definition of Schach is provide shade. Okay, but if you're so high, then you're not sitting in the shade of the schach, ela betzel defanos. Shat stolen magin lezel zemi tov govan shel defanos. Vein tzor schach. Well, the common mukir paktav abzer v'she'en ve'ela arba la'arba, the kim l'arbonim, the b'hai yeshua leket zel schach ela betzel shel defanos. At one point, and it's mathematical, I mean, you know, obviously at one point, in a bigger sukkah, okay, it could be higher than 20 amos because the walls are so far apart, right? So that's it's still the schach that's providing the shade, even more than 20 amos. Because the Rashi tells us, and we'll say later, it's a hint that there's a certain, up until a certain point, it's considered that the schach provides most of the tzel. Beyond that point, there's a ratio of wall to height. You know, the walls to the height of the schach, And at a certain point, it's the walls that are providing more of the shade. How exactly calculate that? So we'll see, but that's what it says. But that's a Shita Reb Zeira. Okay? What's Ashtros Kanaim? Rashi says in the first wide line. Shnei Harim Gedolim. Vashvela Benayim. Two mountains and valley in between. When we talk Goba Harim, Ein Chama Zarecha, Shama Shvela. You have these two gigantic mountains, and you have a town down below. They don't get too much sunlight. Why? Because the mountains are in the way. Not because it can be a perfectly clear sunny day, but the mountains are blocking the sun. Right? That's always a question of defining Shkia, you know, or an AIDS for that matter, right? Does it go by, you're living in some city, the sun rose already, half hour. Well, you don't see anything because there's a mountain in the way, right? But anyway, that's so according to Abaye Esub Zer, according to you, so let's have a sukkah over here that the schat doesn't provide any shade, the mountains that are providing the shade. Right, you mean tell me it's no good, right? I'm gonna buy elementos and sukkos, but I'm hunking. I'm in the lobby sukkah. So I'm like, no, has some dal ashes can I? He could sell sukkah. I mean, if you take away those mountains, okay, then the sukkah, the schach is provided by the tail. There's potential there. But here, hacha dal defanos like could sell sukkah. If you take away the defanos, it's still not enough sale from the schach. Okay, at that height. Okay, period. So that's the Rashi says dal defanos like could sell sukkah shechama ba mitachta nimtza shama bato. Okay, so that's the shita of Reb Zeira. Okay, good. Let's see the Ritva on that. Ritva says, so first he deals with the question. Tosa will have to come back to it. Let's look at it in 7. The Ritva, by the way, you'll see, or maybe you saw it already, sometimes quotes Tosa. It doesn't mean Tosa on the page. We don't always have the Tosas that he's referring to. Okay, as you well know, there's no one person called Tosa. There are numerous Balei Tosas. There are different collections. So we have the Tosa Rosh, for example. It's not on the page. What is on the page? Who got Zohar? Who is Zohar to be on the page? Many of them are Tosas. Tosas was called Tosas Tuch. Okay, from that city and so on, different things. But Tosa Rosh is Tosa, you know, parrots. Other Balei Tosas. Anyway, the Ritva says, Dumas Mask Reb Zeira in Chiddush 7. Hik Shuba Tosas. In Cain, Elam Hosom Nam Ben Sukkah really is Machsa Mistor Mizarim Butter. But 1 second. You look at that whole pasuk, okay? You probably have the Torah or print on the side of the page. I should have printed on the page. The pasuk in Yeshaya, Perigdala, pasuk above that Reb Zeira quotes, says, V'sukkah tia l'tzel yomah mechorev, u'lemachse l'mistar mizerem emotar. Right? It's this sukkah that Yeshaya Nabi is referring to, which is nothing to do with the holiday of sukkahs. He's told him that the blood of Sibaba will be protected from the heat and it'll be a shelter from rain and from all storms and this and that. So the Ritva wonders, well, if that's the mocker pasuk for Zera Shita, so it's not enough. You should not only have tzel, Shavuot says the rest of the pasuk, sukkah should be protect you from the rain and from the storms and from hurricanes and whatever else. Okay? So he says, Hiksh Matosah, in Kain, Nail, Mahasim, Nabi, the Bin, sukkah really is Machsa, Masim, Zera, Matar. I mean, why are you only picking half the pasuk? Right? Why is only half the pasuk tzel? What about the second half of the pasuk? Velav Milsa, the Habakkuk, Nukit, Shrei, Lishni. The pasuk said tzel sukkah, okay, and then it said machse lezerem mistolamater. Had other words, other nouns, right? It was a shelter. So shelter is in the rain, but we're not interested in shelter. We're interested in sukkah. Sukkah, it says sukkah tia letzel. Okay, the sukkah is the tzel. The tzel and sukkah juxtaposed in the pasuk. Okay, came in the miyachet tzel a sukkah shemin agavrocha delo mikrischach elav shorah letzel. It's only called tzchach, it's only called a sukkah when it can provide shade. Okay? That's the, that's what he says. Yeah. Now, in the next paragraph, the next Divrei Maaseh, that was Divrei Maaseh Reb Zeira, Amalei Abaye. Okay, so Abaye asks, what about Ashras Kanaim? Okay, he takes away the place, that's not an issue. But, let's read this out. Amalei Abaye, Elamei Atma, say sukkah, the kalasach, the bein, and she had tzel min ha-sukkah. It doesn't have to lemaisa bring tzel, because if it's in Ashtaros Kanaim between these two mountains, it's still a valid sukkah, because it could. The mountains weren't there. It just happens in this Metzias. It doesn't, but it can. It's not a problem. The only problem is when the schach doesn't produce tzel. It just so happens that here there's no tzel because, let's say it's a cloudy day. You know, there's no sun anyway. Oh, good. That's a side issue. The issue is this sukkah roy to produce tzel? Because we don't say that if it's a very dark and cloudy day, that even though you have very little schach, but it's good because tziltum u'mechamta, beautiful, I'm sitting in the sukkah, there's much more shade than there is. That's because it's cloudy out. But we don't take that into account. Okay? It's kamoshu akshav. Hainu koshul mama esem. The chimisa leka is tefanas mehocha leka tzil tzchach. Shein tzchach royal as tzil. And Yehuda machshir mekem shoyal as tzil. Kenish pashpilin osa. That's a different point. You lower it, it is good. Okay? Behind the damrin and hasam dal ashos kanaim ikat tzil sukkah shein ikat machmas tzchach. If this particular sukkah were in a place where the sun did shine, it wasn't between two tall mountains, so it would be good. Then there's no tzel at all. Okay. But now he raised an interesting question. But one second. What time of day are we talking about? In other words, doesn't it matter? In other words, even in a sukkah, which theoretically has the proper amount of schach, but at certain points of the day, when the sun is in this direction and that direction, what is generating the tzeil in the sukkah?
Walls.
Right? I mean, the schach is beautiful, but it's lemaisa, it's the fanos that are producing the tzeil, not the schach. Right? That's what the Ritva is wondering. He says, Havahav vada, kind of in the middle of it, my debeina tzeil machmas schach, hanu b'chatzi hayom. You look at it, noontime when the sun is in the middle of the sky, okay, then the schach can produce tail. There comes a certain point, the schach makes no difference at all. The angle of the sun is such that, you know, what you're sitting in the sukkah, what's providing the shade is the funnels, right? But once you say that, so one second, excuse me, but if the sun is directly overhead, I don't care how gigantic the sukkah is, if the sun is directly overhead, what's preventing the sunlight from coming in? Schach. Right? I mean, if you're talking about 12 noon, the sun is directly overhead, it could be 50 amas high. Okay, you follow the kasha? That's with Vos kasha. Okay. There are no tzel defanos. If it's 12 noon and the sun is directly overhead, so the walls taka don't play any role for those, I don't know, for how many minutes, whatever, but for a little while, for a few minutes, now the sun's directly overhead. Whatever shade there is in that sukkah at 12 noon is coming because of, I don't think, by the way, it's not always like 12 noon, it's midday. Depending on when sunrise is, you know, in the middle of the day, right? Shows money, etc. But you know what I'm saying, right? So whatever time midday is, well, if it's midday, whatever schach is in this here sukkah is coming from the whatever shade is in this here sukkah is coming from the tzel, not from the funnels. So he says, Tirtzu b'toses, the chaminim v'chatz yom ain tzel al machas schach, hana b'yom etamos, shashemesh holch b'em tzarekia, mamesh kiddi sohosom. He says, well, one second, but we speak about it's a difference. We speak about measure, you know, during the summer. As you all know, the sun's path through the sky is different in terms of the seasons, right? So he says that during Tammuz, that's the summer, you know, the June time, okay? The June solstice, the summer solstice, you know, which is the even day. And so at that time, the sun's directly overhead. He says, Avliyomi Tishrei, but by Tishrei, okay, which is the fall, Afil b'chatzi hayom, even at midday, no tel it's dodin, beru defanas latel. It's still, even if the sun is overhead in terms of its, you know, in terms of how it appears to us on Earth during the daylight hours, but it's still in part of the sky. It's still in one part of the sky. It's tilted more towards one part of the sky in terms of the season. Now, it goes a little further than that, you know. In this hemisphere, in the northern hemisphere, the sun is always in the southern part of the sky. You know, right? That's more or less, different times of year, it's more or less, but it's always in the southern part of the sky. And hence, so is the moon, right? That's why, you know, it's time for Kiddush is always in the same place, right? And you're always looking at, you know, my shul, so the back of the shul is facing south, the front of the shul is facing north, so sometimes people go out looking up, you're not going to find it. You'll never find the moon in the northern sky. And you may be able to see it if you turn around, but walking straight out of the shul, right? And look, people don't realize it, but that's the scientific guy. And by the way, in the southern hemisphere, it's for kid, on the southern hemisphere, the way around. But anyway, so the Midbar, I may or may not have known all about that, but the bottom line is telling you the difference between the time of the sea, you know, and during the Sukkah is always in Tishrei. So Sukkah is already, the sun is already in angled, you know, not directly overhead, so therefore the Dufanos play a role. Okay. So Abba Yom Tishrei, Furu Chatzion, not to the start of Ru, Dufanos. So the Dufanos give you the sale. Okay, and then V'chol Shalom HaMesama Tzel Idika Machma Tzfanos. And then even at midday, if it's even at midday, if it's more than 20 Amos, it's the Tzfanos that are providing more of the Tzel. That's the Ritual Esther. Okay, but then he adds something else that's a little problematic. It's Mew Barmin Day, Barmin Kol Day. Now, Filu Temen V'chatzei Yom Leka Tzel Tzfanos. Okay, even if there's no Tzel Tzfanos at midday. Anan Hocha Amirim D'chol Shalom HaMesama Kika Tzel Kegon B'shach Haz Machma Tzfanos. I don't know what the Ritual means by this. It's almost like a chachomim or mishayer. That even so, even if midday, and even if it's right overhead and so on, it's still whatever is coming down is machmas tefanos. Certainly in the morning. And he says, at midday, if it's too high, there's no tzel from the schach either. Well, what do you mean? There isn't? There is. There's something. Right, the last line of it was funny. He said, "Okay, during the fall, so in the morning and the evening, morning and afternoon, so the angle is such that the defanos providing more. But even at midday, he says, at midday there's no schach from the there's no tail from the schach if it's higher than 20 amos. Is that true? Okay, so Aruch Haner didn't think it was true. Okay, Aruch Haner says the next page. Aruch Haner here in Beis Manalov says, Gemara dal defanos lekat tells our Ritva hikshav." How can you contradict what we see? He says, he quotes a run, we're not going to look at that run. I said, the opposite way around. Okay? And he says, L'anias Daiti, look at the fourth line. Ef Shalomar, there are Lafia Muchash, Komala Mala Yoser, who miskatin Lafia Haros. We talked about this also. The higher something is, so, you know, the smaller it looks. The Avir Dalad al Dalad Lamata, Kashir Mala, who near a Katan Yoser. He says, if you have, you know, 4x4 lower down, up above, it looks smaller. Okay, and as it goes higher and higher, the light, the place that has light from the schach becomes less and less as the defanos go up. So basically, he says, go back to a ratio. Shagova eno yosem esim vada yesh kan tzel meschach lamata af shadefanos gam kein matzilin. There is a place in the sukkah, okay, even if the sun is overhead and you know and the defanos are producing some of the shade, but when the sun is directly overhead, there is a place in the sukkah, which is a minimum shear of a sukkah, Zion al Zion, which is getting its tail solely from the schach. But as the sukkah is bigger and bigger, and as that tzach is further and further away from you sitting down below, the air, yes, there is some shade, but not enough for a sheer sukkah. There's no, you can't sit. In other words, lemaisa, wherever you sit in the sukkah, is there some amount? Yes, there's got to be. Okay, but the higher and higher, I mean, again, you know, you know this, right? I mean, if the sun is shining down, there's, you know, a branch, but if the branch is really high, it doesn't really... Somewhere there's some shade in that branch. There has to be, but at some point it's not even discernible, right? I mean, you know. On the other hand, if I'm sitting down below, the sun is over my head. I put a piece of paper or a hat or something or a towel in front of my face, right? The sun's going to move on completely in the shade. That same towel, much further away, is not going to do anything, right? The further and further away, yeah, does it do something? Yeah, but it's not even discernible. Right over here, it's a little more. You follow? That's basically Aruch Haner's point. Okay, his point is that not like the, and maybe that's what the Ritva means. The Ritva doesn't mean that there's no tzel at all produced by the schach when the sun's right overhead. It has to be, but he said the Chazal understood whether there's more than 20 amos, so the shade does not impact a sheer sukkah zayin al zayin. Okay, yesh kan b'emtzah sukkah schach kashul zayin al shachol eshiv tachto. Okay. That's what he says. But if it's further away, if it's higher up, then it doesn't produce enough. I look at the last line and a half. Abu Kishetfanos Gvos Yosimichov. Oz Niskatin Aver Anira Lamatav Ain Khan Od Aver Zain Ozain. Shniskasa Vitzelskak Lachena Sukum Sul Kinil Zain. So it's a clever, but he's right. Okay, and you can't say that when the sun is overhead, there's no shade, but it's not discernible. So what did the Chacham make the cutoff point? 20 amos. Above 20, more than 20 amos, because I understood that means whatever shade there is, not there's no shade at all. There is, but it's not enough for the sitting in the sukkah. Okay, that's the Rachman Aaron. Explain the ritual. Good? Okay. All right, next, that's Abzera. So Abzera says the issue is seven with me. Goodbye to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now Rava cover Rava Omar. Okay. Back in the Gemara. So far we had Rabba, who says the issue is really Shalta Ba'ena. Can you see? You have to keep a sukkah so shafti. You have to know that it's a sukkah. Maybe it didn't hacker. Okay, if you will see the schach and 20 amas, you don't see the schach, like somebody Shalom said, without bending your head, it's not your line of vision, etc. Then you have the Rebzera, who says the schach has to produce tzeil. More than 20 amas doesn't produce enough tzeil. And now we have Rabba. Rabba Amar Hacha. Basukas teishu shivas yamin, the same pasuk, right? The basukas teishu shivas yamin. Okay? To the previous pasuk, the one that said the line of Deiros, the Laman Yedir Osechem, the rabbi quoted. So, Rabba Amar Mehacha, basukas teishu shivas yamin, Amar Torah calls shivas hayamin, tsei midiras keva, v'shei midiras harai. Okay? Go out of your diras keva and live in what's called the diras harai. So, the mitzvah, according to Rava with an olive, according to Rava, the mitzvah is to sit in a diras arai, in what is, in its essence, a temporary structure, as opposed to your home, your house, your apartment, or whatever, which is a permanent structure. Yeah? So, again, say, the mitzvah is, say, midiras keva, okay, shave, and live, shave, midiras arai. Let's look at Rashi, okay? Shiva shalom, sukkah, now, what does it mean? I'm sorry, so he says, what does it mean? He says, continues the Gemara, Ad esum ama adam osa diraso diras arai. Lamalam esum ama ain adam osa diraso diras arai ela diras keva. We'll explain it on a simple level. Okay, basically, up until 20 amos, okay, up until 20 amos, so that can be a diras arai. Okay, but if the sukkah's height is more than diras keva, then it's got to be, it's going to be a diras, I'm sorry, if it's more than 20 amos, it's going to be a diras keva. Because you have to build it stronger. If it's bigger, it has to be built more sturdily, right? In other words, the higher it is, the sturdier it has to be. So Chazal said, past 20 amos, then that's a sturdy building, right? That's a diras keva. Up to 20 amos, you can build it as a diras harai. So Rashi, shivas yamim, sukkah shel shiva. What's his libur from that puzzle? But sukkah teishu shivas yamim. The sukkah has to be a building that's fit for about 7 days. It'll last about seven. Not going to last that much longer. You know, it should be that. That's a hint of diras arai. It's a temporary structure. You need it up for a week. Okay? It's like one of these things on a construction site. They put up like a little tent or something like that. It's not intended to be here for a long time. It's not that strong, but it's okay. It'll last for 7 days. Okay? And I mentioned to you once that there was one time in Teaneck, somebody complained to the township that a guy built a sukkah in his driveway, and they complained and said that he didn't have a permit to mezach, and technically the guy's correct. So the judge realized he couldn't. So technically the person's correct. You're not allowed to put a building something in your home, addendum to your home, without a permit. So he said, okay, the guy's got to take it down. You have 30 days. 30 days to take it down. Okay, no problem, Your Honor. Thank you. All right, so he had this. But the point is, sukkah is not meant to stand for 30 days. It's meant to stand for 7 days, right? The dearest arai. Okay, that's when the shiva is yom, sukkah shall shiva visulo. The haino arai, but die, but mechitzas kalos. You can have weaker support because not going to stand for that long. Okay? But lemalam asrim, but the next Rashi. Tzarech la'asos, so dosem mechitzas ekvuin shall otipo. 20 amas, higher than 20 amas. That's not going to stay up without sturdier foundation, sturdier walls. Yeah? Okay, so ask the Amalei Abaye, Elamayata Osem Mechitzo Barzal Sikha Gaban Hachan Amad Lavi Sukkah. Wait a minute, sir. You said to me that the sukkah has to be like a diras arai. Let's say I build a sukkah, not 20 amas, the regular size sukkah, but I built it with very strong Mechitzo Shal Barzal. metal walls, very strong. Okay, tell me it's no good. It's not true. It is good. We don't care what the defanas are made out of, strictly speaking, right? So you tell me that's no good. Or it has to be a diras arai. If I built a rat and built a very sturdy, strong sukkah, it's no good. It dafka has to be flimsy. So no, amalei hachi kamila. Here's what I mean. Ad chof ama the adam osa diraso diras arai ki avala diras keva nami nafik. Okay. If it's the size that one could make that size a diras arai, you happen to make it stronger, okay, it's good. But lemal mechaf ama the adam osa diras a diras keva. But the if it's above 20, we have to make a diras keva. Even if you made it a diras arai, nami lo nafik, no good. Okay, that's the shita of Reb Zera. Okay, last Rashi. Okay. In other words, if the Torah says you got to build the diras arai, if you build the diras keva, that's arai plus. This is certainly good. It has to be the height that could stand with flimsier supports. Okay, that's the shita of Rab Zera. I'm sorry, of Rava. Okay? What exactly is his limud? Because Basukah's Teisha Shivas Yomim, as he said, Shivas Yomim modifies what? The nature of the Sukkah. So the Ritva, if you look in 9, for the Shivas Yomim, Rava Omer Mehacher, Rava says, Basukah's Teisha Shivas Yomim, Omer Torah, same as Kev, etc. Pirish, Midelo Noka Teisha Shivas Yomim Basukah's. The Ritva says the limit is, it doesn't say Teishu Shivas, you could have said in the Torah, sit in the Sukkah, Teishu Shivas Yomim, the Sukkahs. It says, in Okra Basukkahs, Teishu Shivas Yomim, Mashma Shiyasa Oso Yeshiva Shivas Yomim, the Hanu Arayit. Basukkahs, Teishu Shivas Yomim, the Shivas Yomim modifies the word Sukkah. And the Buddha said it the other way, Teishu Shivas Yomim, Basukkahs, so the Shivas Yomim is modifying only the word Teishu, but if you learn it the way where it says it, basukah, teishu, shivas yomim, the word shivas yomim is also modifying the word basukah, meaning as a sukkah, that is for a 7-day temporary structure. Yep, that's according to the Ritva. The Aruch Haner doesn't understand it that way. He says again, he's going against the Ritva again. The Aruch Haner said, Begumara, Rabba, Amar, Mehacha, basukah, teishu, so it's 10. Haritva, Kosov, the Dorish came with the low ksiv, teishu, shivas yomim, basukah. The low yadati, my diuka. Imaktim Shivas Yom Sukkah, so I don't understand what does the order make. I'm not sure the Rokhan is right. I thought that he is right. And I thought the Ritva is right. In other words, the Rokhan says, I don't see the difference when it says Basukkahs, Teisha Shivas Yom, or Teisha Shivas Yom Basukkahs. I don't see the difference. I do see the difference because it says Teisha Shivas Yom Basukkahs. Like I said before, the Shivas Yomim is attached to the Teishu only. And not the word basukas. And if you say basukas teishu shivas yomim, the shivas yomim modifies both. Okay, I mean, I can see it. But Aruch Haner objects to it. He says, I don't see the difference. But Chayna, I know it's daiti. The Dorash came to basukas teishu miyusa legamre. He says, let's look. You have the Torah on the side of the page. Look on the side of the page. Torah or Oz Gimel. You see the pasuk, right? Kor Chav Gimel Mem Beis. Basukas teishu shivas yomim. Chorezach mishol yeshu basukas. Says it again. Why do you need the words basukas teishu at all? It should say kolaz with yeshu basukas. He said it. Well, the pasuk repeats the phrase twice. I mean, it doesn't repeat it twice. It says it twice. Right. So in other words, the Ritva asks in source 10, the Aruch Haner says, he says, it should have just said, Havi matzen l'tan shivas yamin kol ezach misol yeshu basukas. Right? Just take out the words basukas teishu, the opening two words, and the pasuk will make perfect sense. And would perfectly convey the mitzvah. Kala ezek misol yeshu basukas. Good. Every citizen, every Jewish citizen. He says, just like we find by other mitzvahs. For example, he said, it's a doma lishnuka by matzah. Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Right? Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. So there's no problem with that. It doesn't say, tochlo matzos shivas yomim matzos tochelu. It says, shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Or, here's another one. Shivas yomim se'or loy motzi votechem. By rov by motzi on a Pesach, right? Shivas yomim. So say here also. So shivas yomim kol ezek mishol yeshu basukas. V'lochem mi dekofa basukas teishu al korcha dehokin kama asei sukkah deloy roi rak l'divas harai. The opening phrase basukas teishu says the Rav Meir is is extra to tell this drasha is a din in the sukkah, okay, and not just and there should be only a sukkah that's fit for 7 days. Okay, that's what we need from there. Good. Now, Tosus points out ki ovid lay, the last Tosus on the page. Just explains, you know, the Abaye asked against Rav Zera. He said, "One second." Abaye said, "You need to tell me that if I build a very sturdy sukkah that's less, you know, a normal height sukkah, if it's very sturdy, it's no good because not a dearest said, right? No, no, it is good. Okay." So Tosus says, "Ki avad dearest keva shapir dama afagav the hrosh kav bedirah she'ena ruya el shiva lemuti keva." I mean, it wouldn't have been so far fetched to say maybe taka is no good. Maybe taka. The sukkah has to be by its essence a dira sarai, and it can't be that. Tosus wonders, you know, why does he want to assume it's the repulsion? That Rav Zera didn't mean that. Well, why? Maybe what's wrong, right? Maybe afagav the yeshu farish kvar bedira she'ena ruya el shiva limute keva mashma kvar does limute keva mashma kvar does lishur la'uria lecha midas gova kol sukkah she'ef shalasos sarai. Nevertheless, that's how he understands the pasuk. The meaning of the pasuk is talking about the height. Okay, and not about what the walls have to be made out of. Okay, my point from Tosus is that it wasn't so far fetched to say, but he gives it there. Okay, take a look now in the Ritva. Okay, because he's bothered by this a little bit as well. The 12, Chiddush Ritva 12. Ara esimama orma osa to osa deros arai pirish. High lishna muach de lamalam esam ama nami efshalasos arai elo she'ain derech ben adam lasos kain. Oh, he says, what is the common thing that people do? The Ritva says that we consider is what's commonly done. He says something bigger than 20 amas is not commonly built as a temporary structure. This guy did. Okay, but we have a principle. He says here, but badaito etzel das kol bnei adam etzel kol adam the lo efshal mebdarai ama lanei lamalam esam ama en arai lekeva. He's medayik in the language. Why do I have to say, we're supposed to be medayik in the Gemara's language. Look at the language of the Gemara. The last two lines of the page. L'mala mechaf, ama adam osem. What do the person does? Just say, l'mala mechaf, it's not, it is a diris arai. I'm sorry, l'mala mechaf, it's a diris keva. And pachas mechaf, it's a diris arai. Why does he make the adam osem? He said, because it depends what people normally do. Okay, that's the point. He says, That's why the Gemara says it goes by what a person does. And this guy does something different, but the daito. Proper nusra on the page. And if this guy did it, that doesn't matter. Okay. The way Ritva understands Tosus is that Tosus was saying that no, what Chazal meant is that above 20 amos is automatically called the dearest keva. I don't care how rickety it is. I don't care how flimsy it is. By definition, something, but that's not that, and he says at the end, but less, Ritva is saying a little differently in Tosus, really. Okay? I don't know if they again what he means, our Tosus or not. Okay? But Tosus somewhere had this, Tosus says, Salamala ma'eshimama eina ela keva. Tosus posited as a rule of thumb, something that was bigger than 20 amos is by definition more fixed, more permanent, more lasting. Okay, and he doesn't agree with that, the Ritva, because it's not true. He says, you know, it's not a matter of, it's not a matter of that, but rather what people normally do. Okay, and with me, Adkan. Now go to the next page, Beis and Beis. I said we're going to go through the Gemara with the basic Rishonim. And then go back and look at different things on each of these points of the three shittas. So now we have three shittas. What is the reason why a sukkah above 20 amos is no good? According to Rabbah, Mishum de lo shalta be'ein, and the pasuk says, Laman yedu the rasechem, you have to know, and more than 20 amos, you don't even realize you're in a sukkah, you can't see the sukkah. Two is the shita of Zera, that it's a matter of tzeil, beyond a certain point, it's not producing sufficient tzeil. We learned our Aflana, even a midday doesn't produce sufficient tzeil. Okay, and then the sheet of Rava, that it has to be, by definition, a diras arai and not a diras keva, and above 20, either above 20 amos is a diras keva, like the book quotes from Tosu, or even if it's not, you may not have built it, we disregard you. We look at what most people do, and most people don't build temporary structures higher than 20 amos. If it's higher than 20 amos, it's more permanent. Yeah? Those are the three sheetahs. And now the Gemara says, Kulu, the other rabbis, Kulu Hanachamorai, right? Kulu, Kiraba lo Amar, lo Amri. The other two, named Rabzera and Rava, don't hold like Rava. Okay? Kiraba lo Amri, as Rashi says, Diyalap Milaman Yedu. Why? Because they hold, Amri, they hold. They hold. Because of who? Yedia Ludorosi. That pasuk is telling Yedia Ludorosi. Okay? As Rashi says, I who love be a dear the yeshiva sukkah kamar. That's not talking about sitting in the sukkah that now I have to be aware of something. That's general. Elabiyadiyah's doros, how boy in heck of sukkahs, how many kavan and asalavas. The purpose of the mitzvah sukkah is we should know, future generations should know what happened. But it's got nothing to do with what I'm doing in the sukkah right now, what I sense and what I don't sense, what I'm aware of, what I'm not aware of. That's all it's about. Okay, that's why Reb Zera and Rava rejected. That's if their Rava rejected Rava's answer. That's not what the pasuk means when it says Laman Yedu the Roseichem. That's a general pasuk telling that Jewish people should be aware. Through the mitzvah sukkah comes to commemorate, right? And like Zechariah is Mitzrayim. You know, we have to remember it. So it means Laman Yedu the Roseichem. Future generations of Jews should be aware that there was a Hashem took us out and protect us and our cover and whatever else. Okay, that's what it means. It's not telling you that right now while I'm in the sukkah I have to be aware of this, or that the structure has to be, you know, such that they don't accept that. Okay, Kirab Zera, not Milo. Okay, ever got that? That's why they disagree with Rabbi. That's why Rab Zera and Rabbi come up with different answers, because they hold that the pasuk lamaneh the second is not enough to tell me something about the physical construct of the sukkah. There can't be this amount of amos high, because if it is, people won't notice. Well, you don't have to notice. You don't have to notice. Okay, that's not the din of the sukkah. The Laman Yedu Rosecha means in a general sense the Jewish people should be aware. Yes? Good. Kerub Zera, Nami Lo Ami. The other two don't hold like Kerub Zera. Kerub Zera, again, remember, quoted that pasuk, the sukkah Tiel Etzel Yoma Mechore, to tell us that the ikar of the sukkah is Etzel, and what is one of 20 amas there isn't Etzel or isn't sufficient Etzel generated by the Schach. So what's the matter with that teretz? Why don't Rabba and Rama like that teretz? Because because that pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. That's a pasuk that Yeshaya says something about in the future. Hashem will protect us in the days of Mashiach, and we'll be free from all storms and all troubles and the dangers. That's having to do with the shear of sukkah. Okay, as Rashi said, "Lemosam Mashiach, oh some sukkahs yelatzel laone galamistar, but sukkah mitzvah ain't latzel." Right? You could argue that no, that's all okay. In the future, we'll sit in sukkahs that'll protect us from all kinds of things. We'll have simcha and oneg and everything good. But that's not telling us about the mitzvah of sukkah that has to have tzel. Okay, that's not what it means. Says the other chacham, and that's therefore they say. So that's not a bad question. I mean, they're right. If you look at that pasuk, Yeshaya, he's not talking about sukkahs. So he makes a jump. You know, Rav Zera makes a jump from that pasuk, Yeshaya, to learn a din, a halacha about the physical construction of a sukkah, the height of the sukkah, is learned from a pasuk in Yeshaya that's talking about Allah said, Lavo, you know, they'll be protected in the sukkahs. You know, what's going on? Right? So Rav Zera answers, Rav Zera says in the third line, Im kein lemor kova chupa tiel etzel yom, my v'sukkah tiel etzel yom, shamas min atayati, period. No, but true, that's not the Pshuto Shemik, not the Pasuk is talking about, but still, okay, use the word sukkah, okay? Oh, didn't have to use the word sukkah. Could have talked about a different word. A chuppah, a gazebo, a canopy, something else. Okay, it didn't have to be the word sukkah, yeah.
Also, the Pasuk before ends with, like, describing it as a chuppah. So,
right, you know, right.
It's sukkah, it's kind of a switch. It's not
right, exactly. It's a good point. Yes, it's correct. Okay, it's important to see. I'm really looking at the pasuk. It's important to look up from Psukim. Now they print the Torah on the side of the page. The old Gemaras, you know, didn't print the whole pasuk. I look at the pasuk. My father in law used to. They learned that he insisted that any time he wanted to order a pasuk, okay, he actually. My kids joke about it to this day. I learned when they were little. If the Gemara quoted a pasuk, you have to not only look up the pasuk, you have to read the whole parak in Navi or someplace, because that's when we understand the context. So the pasuk talking about. So, like, you know, kids are itchy to move on, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk, and I've got to take a final novi. Like, especially some pasuk in the Shire, Cheskel, someplace that I'm not so familiar to us, made you read the whole paragraph to go with that. That's true. So, it's a good point. So, it switches to the word, okay, and the word chup is. So, basically, Zera is saying it's not a coincidence that the Torah used the word sukkah, not Torah, the pasuk used the word sukkah. So, therefore, it says, says Abzera, that's Ishmael and Atarti. If yes, as Rashi says, the Atarti, the Ein Shem Sukkah El Asil Atzel. Tahi the Moshe Mashiach, Moshe Atzel Atzel, Kuriya Sukkah. He's saying, Rashi says, why is that thing that he's talking about in the Moshe Mashiach called a Sukkah? Because it provides shade. That means that the definition, to the very definition of the word, that's what Rashi's getting. Rashi's not saying what you said. Rashi is saying that you see that you see two things. You see, yes, it's talking about some tranquil, peaceful setup that'll be prevalent in Moshe Mashiach, you know, which comes really good. But Lemaisa, you see that the Dafka used the words, that really fits what you said. It switched to the word Sukkah. That's why, because the word Sukkah means something as a Sulat sale. Okay? All right. And finally, so that's why, but good, that's the same as Teretz, but the other Amorim, Rav, don't like that. They say, not going to learn a halacha about the height of a sukkah from some pasuk in Yeshaya, it's talking about loss of love and loss of Moshe. And a third now, Kirova Namilo Amri, Bishum Kushid Abaye. Okay? The Rava they want to hold like, the Rava and Abzera don't agree with Rava because of the Kasha of Abaye. Remember, Rava was the one who said the issue is Sukkas Arai, and Abaye asked, so what do you mean? So you have a metal, right? You have a metal thing, that should be no good, okay? And that's not true. So based on that Kasha of Abaye, that was enough for them to say, you know what, we're not following Rava's view.
They like Abaye's Kasha.
Oh, get that, yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good question. Okay, why didn't they reject also because of Abaye? The answer is well, as you put it, Tosas yes, Akasha. Take a look at the top Tosas. Kerbzera lo Amri hadalo kamer shum kushid Abaye. Could have come a rova. Why about Kerbzera also? They said it. The answer is mishum the Kerbzera shani la Abaye shapi. Gave a good teretz. He had a teretz. Okay, the teretz here, you know, is not as clear. But they liked it better. Basically, he said it's right, but Tosas said Tosas why. Okay, but anyway, looking at Rashi, Mishum Kusha Dabaye. Okay, the Asim Chitzel Barz of Shinur Lo Mashma, the whole Kroh Lav Dafka Rai, and Dalkat Loyal Finman Shur. The reason I like his Teret so much is because, says Rashi, but that the Pasuk doesn't say that, right? The Pasuk doesn't say it. Yeah? So everyone's with me? That's the end. So now we know in each case why Rabba, Reb Zera, and Rabba all had different reasons. Each one didn't like the other one's reasons. I like the whole reasons better. Okay? That's the Gemara. Okay. And before we go back to an ad, there's an interesting comment that the Ritva makes in this Chidushim on Beis, on Beis here. Okay, the first Ritva on Beis, on Beis, source 13, Kulu Karabalo Amri. Basically, what Rabbah says is, right, Kahuya Diladoros, right? That pasuk, Ramayan Yehidu Dorosechem, Yosukos, Oshaz, and Yisrael, is not talking about the mitzvah of Sukkah per se in a specific sense, but rather in a general sense that the Jewish nation, the children, the next generation should all know about Sukkah, right? That's what the Kulak Rabbalos really is. So take a look at what he says. He says, look at 13. Kula Kirabalo Amru, Ahu Yadila Doros. So it appears you'll also address the Dine Sukkah. And you can't learn any Dine Sukkah from that pasuk. Right? Yes, I told you, Ritva, one second. The Chitame of Ahola Kama Darshina Basukas, 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 we saw yesterday, with Darshina Hai, with Pala Dilu, Din Fanos, Velomri Dili Dilos, with the Kasa. Okay? Remember we had yesterday, I showed you that the the Gemara Davov that says it says Basukos three times, two times spelled without the Vav, Sukos, Kariyat, Sukas, and one time with, I'm sorry, all three times without the Vav rather, and we make a derivation, and we make a whole lumdus out of it, just a moment, Right, make a whole lumdus about it for learning how many walls you have to have. My point is, we are using the word basukos in the second pasuk in that, in those drushes. Okay, if you look around Davon, you see. Okay. the two times in the first pasuk and pasuk membeis, it says basukus without the vav. In the next pasuk, basukus with the vav. So it's 1, 2, and 4, right? One basukas, two basukas. The other one goes with the vav. It's two more, so four. I have a lochem shesina. So he says three walls plus. The other one said no. We read it the way it's. I said it backwards. No, I'm sorry. One you need for itself. Nobody gets. One you need for itself. Do I have it right? What do we say again? Vav membeis. The first two times it says basukas, can be read basukas, okay, which means one sukkah. The second time, one sukkah. Third time it says basukas two, with the vav, plural, right? So the first one doesn't count at all. So that leaves you with, according to the Chachamim, basukas, which is one, basukos, the other part, was two, leaves you with three walls. So you can have two. The halacha of Shmini Sinai tells you two have to be whole, and one can be even a definite, yeah? And the other opinion says, no. You go, well, we read it by Sukkos. So again, the first one, you disregard. Now you have two by Sukkos, two plural, so it's two, four, two times two. Okay, so then you have three walls plus the tefillah. That was my focus yesterday. But what the Ritva is bothered by is the second pasuk shouldn't count. Leman yegid or sechem kibat Sukkos or shazan yisrael. You just told me that pasuk is not coming to teach you dinim related to Sukkot. That pasuk is telling the general din of the manyedu yediyah, the generations to come. I have to know about sukkah. You just told me, right? You just told me you can't learn from there. Those who argue from Zera and Rabbah reject Rabbah, yet you can't learn from that pasuk dinei sukkah, right? So the revolt one is what we do. The Gemara Davon learns there about the concept of the finals, right? You see, that's the chiddush of Boaz Kash in 13, all right? He says. Why don't we dismiss that over there and say, oh no, that last basukos you can't count? Because I'm talking about a general. So, Mistabrali, the Hosni, Trul, and Drosha, the Hamatsi, and Little, the Lan Yedin, the Rasechim, Gibahem. Mentioned this essay. Now, but there, even if it's not in general, but there's an extra word, basukos. You could use a pronoun, right? Since it didn't, that leads you to make the drasha. See, sukkos makame on it. Become our, because it said sukkos earlier, so you can just use a pronoun. When you become our kibbutz sukkos, you can use the drasha. Aval yeidu dorasechem, liyadil adaras bulchudu dasa. Okay? But the phrase from which Rabbah wants to learn his din, that you have to know that you're in a sukkah, is learned from what phrase? Laman yeidu dorasechem. That doesn't teach anything else. Okay, that's telling you the deal of Doros. So how can Rabbah learn from there something that pertains to me sitting in the sukkah right now has to be of a certain height that I can see the tzach because I have to remember it. That's all the pasuk is talking about. So that's it's not that. So basically, what I'm saying is, it's true that pasuk is primarily talking about your deal of Doros, knowledge down the road. But that doesn't mean that if there's an extra phrase, an extra word in the pasuk, we can't darshan from it. There is. The word basuko is not pasuk, is extra. It could have said a pronoun, like I told you yesterday. Right? But it didn't. So therefore, you can make a drasha has to do with dine sukkah, about the tfanas. But for the very words l'man yedu, which is a rabbi's emphasis is, right? We have to know, shalta ba'eni, you have to tell, that phrase, l'man yedu, that goof was talking about l'man yedu in the future, not now. That's basically what Rav points out. Okay? Rabbah, so it also the door is not. He's not worried about it anyway. So the problem with that is, or just the point, because at the end, okay, all right, we see the Aruch HaNer is a different tenets to explain it. Take a look at the 14 and 15. We've seen this a number of times. That's the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, right? Yud Aleph Mabeis, the Gemara said, Tanya Kiva Sukkah, Sukkos Mamish Asu Lahem. Right? The old question. Is it Sukkos Mamish or Aner Kovet, right? You want to see it inside, it's always good to look at it. Again, that's the famous Machokas of the Kiva of Elezer, bottom of Yud Aleph Mabeis, right? The Sanya, five lines on the bottom. Kiva Sukkos, Oshatos, and Asiyah, Aner Kovet Hoy. Okay, that's the famous machlokas. So we know Rashi says, "Anay kavod hayu Sukkos she'amar akosos she'oshim midbar. That was really on a cover. And the other says she says no sukkos mamish me'achama b'shas chaniyosim hayos in sukkos. When they stopped traveling, when they parked and they encamped in one place, it was hot. So they built these sukkos. Okay, that's the famous machlokes. But the sukkos is sukkos mamish on a cover. But let's be sure you're on the base. And now it's turned to the Aruch HaNer, Ketuvos of the 16. Okay. The Aruch HaNer quotes the Ritva, Shehir, Heir, okay, and what really he's bothered by, in other words, in the Gemara, the Aruch HaNer clarifies what the Ritva is bothered by. Look at the Gemara on the top of the page.
Where
are we? Yeah, Beis HaBeis, look on Beis HaBeis. Because you'll note another distinction. That's what the Aruch HaNer says, the Ritva, Ritva doesn't really punch us out, but the Aruch HaNer said that's what he means. Once you can see it in the Ritva. Look at the flow of the Gemara. Kulo kerabalo amru, hahi adila dorosu. They disagree with Rabba because of his question of adila doros. Kribzera, namal arvahuli mos Mashiach udiksiv. And now the Gemara gives Rabzera's retort to that. Rabzera, imkain lema krov, Rabzera says, he answers to that question about the mos Mashiach. In other words, it's not. You will notice one distinction that Tosis points out, that why don't we say by Rabba also the Kasha by Rabbi. But there's another distinction, okay? The Aruch HaNer notices, and he says that's what the Ritva is driving at. He says another distinction. By Rab Zera, they gave you Rab Zera's response to the Taina that the other Amorim had against him. Okay? But by Rabba, it didn't give his response. What's his response? If they say, no, Lemaan Yedir Rasekim is a deal with Doros. And what does Rabbi say? What does it tell it to you? So let's look at the Aruch HaNer. You follow the point? Let's look at the Aruch HaNer. Okay. So Aruch HaNer says, Hikshar Ritva, I am Ritva. Shehayer, my time alone before Gam time to others. My time alone came up with the others. Or Rosh Hashanah, Abzera. When his daiti near it, says an astonishing thing. I think it's astonishing. Yeshlama dehina le kaman pliger belezer bekiva. The parish are karki besukas hashavti. The belezer ale kavodayu like you besukas mamishas. Fine, aslan. You know the fanir di berashi bekam lo shayach in the others. Rak leman dava on their kavod. So 1 second. What's this Yedil Adoros? Yedil Adoros at what? That when it came out of the time, what? Hashem protected us with Anar Kabbal. You know, that's only true if you hold that the reason of Sukkah is Anar Kabbal. Right? He says, if you're near it, Kan lo shayach Yedil Adoros, Rakam Anar Kabbal. The Bezeh, Ika Zikron Lames. Aval Manda, where the Sukkah is Mamish, also, in Kan Ein Kan Nes, Umay Yedil Adoros shayach Bezeh. I mean, if they built huts when they traveled in the desert, okay, so what do they know that? What color shoes they wear? What do they know that for? Why is it so important? Right? If they built huts. It's not a nace. Okay, so to commemorate that, we sit in Sukkah, but it's very important to bear in mind why. Because I understand the concept of Yediyah L'doros, okay, the concept of knowing for all time. I understand, as we say, I'm not a cover, I want people to be aware of this great nace that took place, you know, but if it just built huts, okay, good, we should know. Nice to know, but right? Doesn't sound like something you have to pay extra attention to. So he said again. Beautiful. If Laman Yedor Sechem does not mean Yedil Adoros. Okay? And basically, he's filling in what he thinks Rabba's answer would be. The question is still, why didn't the Gemara do it? But he's filling in what Rabba's answer would be. Rabba's answer would be, what Yedil Adoros? That's only true if you hold on a cover. If you hold Sukkos Mamish, there's no need for Yedil Adoros. It's only, therefore, the phrase is free to teach you that it means when you're in the Sukkah, you have to be Shultabayna. You have to know about it. You have to recognize it. Okay? You cannot cover Mamish, I'll see Kuala Josh of the Rabba, the Vina Hecker. The cave of the Hilchasah could be Kiva Lagaber Belezer. And since the halacha follows the Kiva against the Belezer, which the Kiva says Sukkos Mamish, Lachain, the forest Rabba, Tamish, and the Vidin Hekir. Okay, that works out. The deal does, Lotzarka the Kiva. Okay. Aval the Rabba Liba de Belezel, if he's ever MS can be Hudas really. Gamla Teretz Rabba at the time of the Sukkah's arriving, Al Korchar Belezel can be Hudas really. Okay. He says, but according to others, you're going to have to say that even a Bekiva's Mode, okay, to Belezel, I'm sorry, one second. Al Rabba. The other mandam reject Rabbah because they don't want to. Reject Rabbah because they don't want to limit this Mishnah as working only according to the mandam of Sukkot's Mamish. But Rabbah could answer yes. The reason I say Dilador is not necessary is that I'm passing like Rabbi Akiva, who said that Sukkot's Mamish. Therefore, there's no zikaron of a nace. And so it's not talking about Dilador. It's talking about right now. I have to have Yedia. That's what he holds. Okay. And the others will say, no, the others say, well, they want to make the mission work, even according to the other side of the cover. Okay? And he says, and with that, you go to the period of Zayyei Shadu Gamkei Mashi, Yikshar Ritva. According to the drasha of Asukas, we use it for the Chitu, we learn things out of it. So he sounds like, you know, we can learn from it. He says, all right, maybe we won't do that part. We'll see that Gemara later. But Lamaisa, what a really part I want to get from the Aruch Haner is that he says that according to Rabbah, the Indian is, we assume that Sukkah's Mamish. And therefore, once we assume that Sukkah's Mamish, there's no concept of the deal of doors, therefore the Pasuk is free. I find the Aruch Haner a little bit difficult because we seem to assume the halacha anyway that. Certainly, on our cupboard was the Relez is right. We pass like Relez. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. I printed in 17. Okay, take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so again, let's go over it again. The Ritva says the Ritva points out why didn't the Gemara tell you what Rabbah's answer to the Taina? Okay, and he says okay because Rabbah it was a poshut or whatever, and the point is because Rabbah can argue. What's the point? Their teretz is. Their objection to Rabbah is that's not what Ilaman Yedu means. Okay? And he says that, you know, Ilaman Yedu is needed for Dila Doris. And he disagrees with that, right? So comes Aruch Haner and says that that works out very well according to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva. That's Sukkos Mamish, not Sukkos Anakovah. The problem is we often assume the issue is Anakovah. Sounds like we pass on a Kabbalah, and not like a Behuda, if anything. Or not like a Rekiba, if anything. So look at 17. Shulchan Aruch. Aruchayim Simen Tofrei Shkhan Fahim Siv Aleph. Basukas Teisha Shiv Zaman Kima Sukas Shaz Ben Zaman Haim Anon Ekovod Shekivu Hem Lebal Yakim Shrav Vishemesh and so on. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch, rather, says openly that it's Anon Ekovod.
The Rishpah disagrees.
Huh?
There are others disagree.
Okay, but Lamaisa, we pass in this way. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sukkot Aleph there, Simtof Reish Chavei, okay, we make a sukkah to remember the wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and he speaks about we came out during Nisan and so on, which is the time most people are going indoors, that's why we build a sukkah now. But he says, Lamaisa, the issue is on a cover, and he writes at the end, V'kosu Achonim, Sheyechavein B'yeshivosa, Shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leishvot HaZekel, it's his time. V'gam HaZekel, on a cover, like I said, that's at Bach. Okay, that al kopon al chatchili should have kavana that it's for the purpose of our kavod. So it just sounds like we say that it's then in our kavod. Also the girl, the Vilna Gaon, the Bira Gro there of Duas with Sukkos. Also again, I don't have to read inside, but also as Raya's it seems to be talking about our kavod. Okay, so. Okay, all right. So, bottom line is, I think Aruch Haner is a little difficult, Rachel is difficult because he seems to say that we go by the we pass like a Bekiva when someone plays we pass like a Belezer. So I just want to point out, if you look in the Netziv, the Maror Mesada 20, he says Pirush Rashi Anu Hakev Son Hakavod. He does Rashi Zalok, but he says the Gamar Bekiva the Tzvila Lahal Daf Yiral made the Sukkos Mamash Shalom Mode Gam Kain LeBelezer. Bottom line, we know that there were Anu Hakavod. Okay, well, that's for sure. Psukim. Okay, there was honor. So we know that there was honor covered. Okay, the machlokas is what happened, and certainly when they were traveling, they were led by the Amud Eish and the Anah, right? The question is, what happened when they were stationary? Okay, did they put up actual sukkahs at that point to protect them from the elements of the Midbar or not? They just relied on the same Anah. Right? And there's no doubt. There was, even Rabbi Akiva is not arguing that there were no Anah. There's no such thing as Anah covered. He's not saying that. And that's what the Sif points out. The Gamma Kibbutz of the Halam, the Sukkot's Mamish, the Gamma Kibbutz, the Rakma Chaniyasan, also Sukkot's Mamish. When they encamped, what they do? They built regular Sukkot's. Avo B'masan, when they traveled, the Hoyan and I covered. Uparomas Agro, like that's what that was the previous Bir Agro there, like Rashi, Vahayindi, Vitarvayu. All right. Well, so the point is that even if the kasha against the Rachel Neir falls away, if my kasha against the Rachel Neir falls away, I against the Rachel Neir says, "Well, no, Brat was going early, but the Rabbi Kiva, that's we don't see the pasuk. We don't. Rabbi Kiva admits it's also on that cover. Okay, it's tough to fit things in, but a little, at least it's not a steer. Okay. All right. The closest we saw already. Just think that through. So you have the Netziv, you have the Gro, and therefore what? By the way, so by the way, what did I gain? This is the punchline. What did I gain by telling you that Rabbi Akiva also agrees that there was not an Anah covered? So even according to Rabbi Akiva,
that's an additional reason.
For you deal with Doris. No, you still need. We thought. In the Kasha, the Ritva, we thought you don't need the Dila Doris if it was just Sukkot Mamish. Right? Because what you Dila Doris? They built the Sukkot, no big deal. Okay, what you Dila Doris? Dila Doris is a mace, something special, like Kosh Baruch Hu, right? But what you Dila Doris? Right? That was the question. But now that we're saying that if Akiva holds also it was on that cover, so everyone's going to acquire his Dila Doris. So now Rabba could not answer. Rabba has to come out that the pasuk teaches you two things. That's what you're saying. Plus, teach you two things. You deal with Doris, plus, not the physical construction of Sukkah. Let's go over it again. You have a Kasha, okay? Well, why do the other Amorim not hold like Rabba? Because according to Rabba, according to them, you deal with the Hosech, it's got nothing to do with the knowing about the Sukkah right now, you're in it, but the physical construction of Sukkah. No, that's what it is. It's the deal with Doris to know. So we said, but maybe that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, okay? I'm sorry, maybe that's only according to Belezer, holds, I don't have covered. Is what Sukkot is about. That's a miracle, so you have to remember that. Good. But we pass like a Bekiva, who holds it to Sukkot's Mamash also, so where is it deal with Doris? That frees up the Pasuk. Okay, that frees up the Pasuk. That's what Rabbi would say. Okay? The only problem with that story is no one ever says that everyone agrees on that cover. So, but if I say, you know, Akiva agrees, this argues what happened when they stopped traveling. They were camped in the Midbar, and they were no longer traveling, so they said they built. So again, that frees up. Now you can say the Dila Doros is needed for the Anah Kavod Echad Ami. What does Rabba hold? That there are two things you learn from that pasuk. Okay? It's rather than the Tarti. All right. Now, in terms of Reb Zeira, let's go to Reb Zeira. Okay? Reb Zeira says the issue is Diras Keva versus Diras Arai, right? Reb Zeira says more than 20 Amos is a Diras Keva. Or at least most people build it as a Diras Keva, not Machlokas. Okay, and then others is a Diras Arai. So the Gemara says, so why don't they hold like Reb Zeira? Because Reb Zeira is, I'm sorry, it's mixed up, that's Rabba. Sorry. That is Rabba, yeah. Why don't they hold like Reb Zeira is one who says that it has to have tzeil. So why don't they hold like Reb Zeira? Because that pasuk is lost in Lahol. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered. By the way, you should just look at the Menuch Hananel and the Beis Halal. He describes that pasuk. I put it in the sources 22. Just look on page Beis Halal. he describes that whole pasuk that's talking about Lemos HaMashiach. Where is it? He says, Reb Zera Suka Lemos HaMashiach. Let's see if I can find it here in Arab. I was on Amud Aleph, at least. That's where I found it. Where is it? I don't see it. The Archarai. Is that Beit Faith?
No,
I have a different thing. Where is it? Mine's the next page. Okay, good. I always mix you up here, no wonder. In my Gemara at home, I was looking, I couldn't find. Now, I mean, there I found it, I can't find it. I put it in the sources. In fact, even in the sources, it says, it says Beis Amud Aleph. So on the computer, it's also Amud Aleph. Or whatever it is. So he says, Reb Zera, Sukkah Mosashichi, Milklomar, Yeshivas Yisrael, Beshalva. It's a pasuk. It's a beautiful word. That's why I see it. It tells you Yeshivas Yisrael, Beshalva. People are sit in tranquility, right? Bli pachad, no fear. Or filo b'midbar, makom she'ain sham lo choma v'lo ir, v'ain choshen el chama lezer mata v'sukah letzel lemach zedai. It will be enough. Okay, that's the idea of Rabbi Nachman. But the Pnei Yeshua says, one second. So the other Amoraim don't agree with the Bzeira. Why? Because they say that Pesach is talking about what? Moshe Mashiach. So therefore they say you don't need tzel. Rabbi Zera's diuk is that you have to have tzel, right? Because the Pesach says, Sukkah tiyel tzel yom mechor. Right? And the other Amoraim disagree. They say, no, that Pesach is Moshe Mashiach. We can't learn any dinim from Sukkah out of this. So they hold the only tzel? I mean, that's the logic. That's the Pesach Shul one is. On 23. Okay? Beis on Beis. Pirush Rashi, Moshe Mashiach, but Sukkah is... And Rashi seemed to say that, by the way. Look at Rashi. Okay? Rashi said, Alimos HaMashiach, Osam Sukkah, Yul Tzel, La'oneg, La'mistor, Avos Sukkah, Smitzah, Eino Tzel. Rashi says those words. Sukkah, Smitzah, Eino Tzel. Really? So, you don't need tzel? That's what they hold? Is that their position? Mashal chod the hachmori less of the zera lo boy sukkah so it's a kashi tuva hech and olma came but ha bechul ha bechilten mashal chul ha ma bin a sukkah so the tzel and he marshals number of riots which you don't have to see inside but the Pnei Yeshua, what are you talking about? We thought of a second we already had it we see it five times or more right, they need tzel right, that it wasn't just a zera okay so he says and he, by the way, he leaves it. He said, look again at the 23, the Yeshi Yashu, but I ain't talking, I mean, it's a kasha. He leaves it with a bit of a kasha. I mean, it's an interesting question. I mean, are these people who disagree with the Bzeira, are they coming to say that, is that what they're coming to say? Take. And then the Pnei Yeshua leaves it at Tzarkin. He's in numerous places we do have it. So, the Yochaner answers, it tries to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Okay, let's see 24. But Gemara, we had that. Where do you look at it? Do you look at it down below? Or do you look at the top? As long, they'll hold that as long as on the top there's more. I don't care what's going on down below. And a chanami. All I need at the top is tzel. We don't care. Remember, we had that, right? Now, in the ritual question, that's the Yochanan's teretz. Perhaps it's another teretz. Okay? Don't want to say, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you could just say different purposes for this talk.
Go ahead.
You read, we saw before that Rabba holds its hekel, and then Rabbi Zera would hold its tzel mamish.
Right.
And then Rabba would hold.
And the only sale, Roa holds the dearest kevah.
Right.
Dearest all right.
Yeah.
I was thinking something a little different. I think a little differently. And that's why I showed you Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay? The Pasuk Limos HaMashiach, everyone's, I hear what you're saying.
When you start entering in the Rishbah, when in Shita Brava, how he holds Heker and the other holds, and Rabbi Zera and Rabbah hold.
Well, that I said before. So you're saying the other way. You're even the same tarot space like that. I hear what you're saying. See, I was saying like this, that everyone's got to agree. I mean, Baruch Hu has teretz, these teretz, according to those old, you can, but it just strikes me even that the Pnei Yeshua is right. There's so many places to talk about, it sounds like it's talking about on the bottom and not to look at the top. So there's no question that the sukkah needs tzeil. Okay? Everyone agrees, not only Abzera holds like that. Okay? The whole purpose of the sukkah is tzeil. Okay? But what Rashi means when he says, look at the words of Rashi again. He says, of a sukkah's mitzvah ain't a letzeil. The purpose of sitting in the sukkah, okay, is not to enjoy the shade. Okay? The sukkah as a physical structure has to have tzeil, that's made l'shem tzeil and so on. But that doesn't mean that's, you don't go into the sukkah to enjoy the shade. In other words, l'mos ha-mashiach, the emphasis is on even Rashi says it, osam sukkah tzeil tzeil l'oneg, right? As osam lavo, the sukkahs will provide sale for oneg, and people enjoy it, and so on. And that's the matara, so to speak, the goal of going to the sukkahs of Moshe Mashiach is to feel comfort and so on and so forth. Okay, the goal is to sit and sail. Right, again, the pasuk Yeshayah is not talking about the yom tov sukkah; it's not the mitzvah sukkah. The tzeil will protect you. We'll feel comfortable sitting in a sukkah. The tzeil will feel safe and protected, and so on. When it comes to a sukkah, Reb Zera may hold, that not just the Moshe Mashiach, that now also, and it sounds a little Hasidish, you know, but we should feel that we're basking in what's called in the Kabbalistic line, the Tzila de Menusa, right? The shade of Emunah. We have Emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we go out, the Sukkah, we put our full trust in Him. That's a nice thing. That's what Reb Zera holds. Reb Zera, by drawing this, by saying, taking this pasuk applies to Dine Sukkah, what I'm suggesting is Reb Zera may hold. The other, there may hold that the purpose, one of the purposes of the sukkah is to have to go in and feel that you're in shade, that you're in comfort, and so on. Like the Rebbe Chanan wrote more beautifully, right? That we're protected, and we're safe, right? The other chachamim, the other amoraim, don't disagree. I'm answering the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The other chachamim don't disagree with the idea that the sukkah needs to say, of course it does. That's the made with shame, say, or anything else. But the tzeil is not part of what going into the sukkah is about. That's the machlokas. It's not, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, what do you mean? The other amoraim don't hold, you need tzeil? Only he holds, you need tzeil, because he quotes that pasuk, and they say, no, that pasuk is all above. That pasuk is all about Mashiach. No. They hold, you need tzeil. Sukkah, they like all the rise the Pnei Yeshua brings from Gemara, it's not the parak. Okay, the request we made l'shem tzeil, and even Ragoi puts up with l'shem tzeil. Lots of things we have l'shem tzeil. Okay, but the point is that according to, I'll finish up in a minute. Okay, the point is that according to the other Amara, according to Zera, the tzeil becomes part, like in the Moshe Mashiach, the way Rashi says, right? He says it's some sukkahs yield tzeil oneg. That's according to the other sheetahs. The other Amara means Zera says reverse. The purpose of a sukkahs is also to go in and enjoy that pleasure of being protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. I said, it's not a little chassidish, but that's what Abzera says, right? Whereas the other Maraim, not that the sukkah doesn't have to be l'shem tzeil, no, we need that. But that pasuk, which says that there's an element of going to the sukkah to bask in the shade, so to speak, that's loss of level. That's not the din sukkah. That's what they disagree. So don't tell me that therefore the sukkah has to be, you know, the height has to be enough tzeil. If the sukkah produces enough tzeil, I don't care. Maybe it's even dovetails in Aruch Hanan's point. You know, that you're looking at above. That's what has to be. But it's got nothing to do with shade in the sukkah. Right? They fundamentally agree, conceptually, there has to be tzeil, but not as something, as a goal of the mitzvah of sukkah. That's a suggestion. I don't have to accept this to me, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay? Let me just finish quickly with the. We'll continue next time. Later. Okay, so we'll stop over here. We'll continue next time. We'll finish Yishei Tzvi Hashem tomorrow. I gave you out. I'll let you look at it over the time.